Okay, we are up to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perach Chaf Tes, third to last perek here in the Sefer. We are on the move, and this perek is comes on the heels of the story of Shaul and the Witch of Ein Dor, where he asked to bring Shmuel up from the dead. He gets the forecast that this is what is going to happen to him. He's going to go to battle, and he and his sons are going to be killed in battle. And he accepts it. He accepts. He does not try to run away from his fate. And just towards the end, one point I did not get to mention, the woman finally gives him food. With some of the Mefarshim I saw, what food did she give him? An egel. An egel might remind us of the Egla Arufa, which was the downfall, his svara relating to Egla Arufa, and Amalek, as we mentioned a couple of prakim ago. So anyway, what happens in this parak? The Plishtim gather, getting back to what we've spoken about at the beginning of the previous parak. The Plishtim gather and get ready to attack. And all of a sudden, they're getting ready on the battlefield, and David HaMelech, David comes with his men. As we know, he's hiding out with Achish, and he's ready to fight also. And all of a sudden, the officers look and say, David, you're not fighting with us. This is the one that killed our Goliath. This is the one that killed, and they go complain to Achish. And they say, he has to leave. Okay, we're not going to kill him right now. He's been on your side, but he has to leave. And Achish says, why? But he's been very faithful to me. And they say, no, he's leaving. So Achish goes to David and says, sorry, there's nothing I could do. My officers don't want you. And David says, but I've been faithful. Achish says, I know, but what could I do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps behind the scenes that David HaMelech doesn't have to fight against his own people. He goes back, and we will see in the following parak another benefit, Bezus Hashem, that occurred by his going home early. Okay, so this short parak, let us talk about it. Vayikbitzu plishtim es kol machaneh mafeka. They all gather, v'yisrael chonim ba'ayin asher b'yisrael. So all the Jews are up by Yisrael, and they're ready to fight. V'sarni plishtim ovrim l'me'ov alafim. Hundreds and thousands are ready to battle David va'anashav ovrim ba'achronayim achish. And after they all come, David and his people, his 600 men or so, come with achish. Ovrim ba'achrona, bringing up the rear. Interesting, the Rinas Yitzchak points out, if you look in Rashi, in Parshas Pinchas, we know Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Asher Yetzei Lefnehem, where Moshe Rabbeinu was davening that Hashem could give another leader after he passes on, what does Rashi say on Asher Yetzei Lefnehem? Pirish Rashi, Lo kim derech malchei ha'umos, she yoshvim bibateim u'mishalchin eschai yoloseim la'milchama. I need a leader, says Moshe, not like a leader like the Umos HaOlam, that they sit in their homes, and they send their soldiers out to war. Like I fought. Or in the Sifri, it's a little different, not like the other leaders who go in the back. No, in the front. We know, Chazal tell us, that's a big difference between a Jewish leader and a Umos HaOlam leader, right? Is it Acharai? I'm in front, follow me. Or in the back? So here too, exactly. Where's Achish? Achish is in the back. That's why David is with him. David is in the back with Achish, keeping him company, being his personal bodyguard. That's why they are ba'achrona. So, Vayom Rusari Plishtim. Ma'al Yivar Ma'ele, what are these Jews doing here? And Achish says, El Sari Plishtim, Halo Zed David, Eved Yishau, Melech Yisrael, this is David. Asher Haya Iti Zed Yamim Mozeh Shanim, he's been with me for months. V'lo Matzasi Bo Me'uma, and I haven't found anything wrong with him. He has been a loyal subject. But these officers weren't interested, they were choshei. Maybe they even knew, where we know even in Halacha, even though there's a concept of Dam Lekav Schus, there are limits. There are limits to that concept. Right? And they were nervous. They were protecting their own. And Chazal say that you have to protect your own. Right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida on Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana, Hu Habor Shemile Yishmael Ben Netanya Chalalim. This is the pit that Yishmael Ben Netanya filled with corpses. Yishmael was the one that killed Gedalia, the representative that Nebuchadnezzar had put in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And the language is of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Vabar Sher Hishluch Sham Yishmael as Kol Pegrei HaNashim, Asher Hika B'yad Gedalia. But the Pasuk says that Gedalia smote. Says the Gemara, V'chi Gedalia Hargan, V'alo Yishmael Hargan. Gedalia didn't kill anybody. Yishmael killed Gedalia. So why does the Pasuk say Gedalia Hargan? Says the Gemara, Mitoch Shehaya Lo Lachush, La'atzas Yochanan Ben Kareach, V'lo Chash, because he should have, people told him, you know, Yishmael's going to try to kill you, you got to be careful, and he says, no, I'm down the Kav Schus, he's a great guy, he's never going to do it. So the halacha is no, the halacha is fine, you'd be down the Kav Schus, but to protect yourself, you have to protect yourself. So because he didn't, he was kind of responsible for his own death a little bit. And on my Rava, that's what Rava says, Hi Lishna Bisha, Afagav de la kibule lomi boy. If somebody hears something negative about somebody else, a lashon hara, even though you're not allowed to accept it, mechush le mi boy. But if it has to do with something dangerous to you, either physically or financially, it's have to be choshesh. Right, that is the Gemara Nida. The Minsulos Yesharim expands upon this idea in Parachaf, where he talks about Mishkal HaChasidus, proper weighing of piety, and says the Mishka says the Minsulos Yesharim, Vine Mashet Tzarach Lahavin Ki Ein Ladun Divrei HaChasidus Al Mar'ei HaNarishon. Don't judge Chasidus by the first moment looking, by the first appearance. El tzarech la'ayein ulehisponein ad heichan toldos ha'maisa magios. You have to search and investigate where the results of this action are. On the surface, it might look like a great mitzvah, but it's totally the opposite. Lefamim ha'maisa ba'atzmo yeiroa tov ulefisha ha'toladot ra'ot yischayev la'anicho. It looks good, but because the results, four steps down the line, we always have to be thinking about the future. Ro'es ha'nolad. So we have to leave it. Velu yaseh oso yechote velo chasid. It's not as if we do something that looks like a mitzvah, but four steps down the road, it would be a problem. And he gives two examples of a improper mishkal achasidus. The first one is our case. Vehine ma'isa gadaya menachikam galilei neinu. That's the problem. Shebipnei rov chasiduso shalaladun es yishma lakavchova o shalolakaba lashon hara, because of his great chasidus. He said, "Oh, I'm going to be a great chasid. I'm going to be machmir, and I'm not going to accept it." He says, "No, he was goreim. He was goreim what? He was the that was the final straw." The last nail in the coffin. Garam shemes hu v'nifzeru Yisrael v'kaba gachal tam hanish ara v'kfar yiches akasav elov harigas anashem asher nergu kiil haragamu, as if he killed them because it was his fault partially. So number one, fault of mishkal chasidus. If you're down the kavzchus, so then you have to also be choshesh. The other one, not our issue now, but just to mention it, is the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Well, we know at the end of that story, in Gittin, Adaf Nun Vav, the Rabbanan say, what are we supposed to do? We have this Baal Mum Karban, and the Caesar, the emperor, wants us to give it. So what should we do? Should we makrev it anyway? So Rabbi Zechai ben Avkula says, no, you can't do that. People are going to think you can be makrev animals. So let's kill the person who brought it. No, you can't do that, said Rabbi Zechariah, because people will think that you're Chayim Misa if you bring a Baal Mum. Ultimately, they don't do anything. And he went in, it was Malshin, and he caused the Churban to happen. And Rabbi Yochanan remarked, on Vesanusel, Shur Rabbi Zachariah, Hechrivas Beteinu, Vesarfas Echalenu, Rabbi Yochanan said, it was his anivus. And the question is, what does that mean? So the Masul Sisharim says it was his misplaced Harelucha. You can't just look at the act. You have to look at five steps down the road, whether what is going to happen and what it is going to cause. And that's why when we talk about these people in on the Plishti battlefield, they knew. Okay, David HaMelech, fine, he's great and wonderful. That's right now, but who knows what's going to be? Who knows what's going to be on the battlefield? That's why they tell Achish, we're not interested in his fighting next to us. So says the Navi, Vayiksu Olav, sorry, Plishtim, Vayomrulo, sorry, Plishtim, Hasheva Sa'ish, get rid of him. Vyashov El Makomo, Asherf Kadatasham, let him stay in Siklag. Velo Yeredi Manu Bamilchama, Velo Yelanu Lesatan Mamilchama. Right, no, but Ben Yisrat says El Adonav, how could it possible? You know what he wants deep down? He wants get rid of us. They knew. And then they even add, Halo Zed David Asher Yanu Lo Bamecholos. Isn't this the David that all the women sang about? Hika Shaul Balafav, the David Berivavosav. They all sang about David. And that, fine, that made Shaul mad, as we mentioned. We even mentioned a Malbim at the time, where this was mentioned earlier in the Sefer, that maybe it was all a misunderstanding. They weren't giving David more kavod, just Shaul misunderstood. But either way, they said, the Plishtim's officer said, we're not interested. So Vayikra Achash al David, Achish turns to David and says, I'm sorry. Vayomer elav chai Hashem, ki asharata, I swear in the name of Hashem that you are straight, and I would take you out. Pretty amazing that Achish is swearing in the name of Hashem. Right? The Radak says, well, he's talking to David, and he knows what David believes in. Says the Radak, Ki akol modim ki hu asibah harishona, ubaavor hi shav'o l'David nishpa b'shem, shemamin bo David. He knew that David would trust this Shvuah, so therefore, That's why he uses the name. In general, swearing in the name of Hashem is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it is a separate mitzvah saseh. The Rambam and the Chinuch following him says it is a mitzvah that's counted. It's one of the 248 mitzvah saseh. Swearing, lishava b'shem Hashem. Right, the Pasuk says, uvishmot hishaveya. Pasuk in the end of Parshas Ekev. It says the Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah, tof lamed hey, lihishava b'shmo barechu. There's a mitzvah to swear in his name, be'eshen itztarech lahachzik ulekayem davar o laharchiko, where we want to strengthen something or we want to distance something. Swearing in the name of Hashem, lefi sheyesh bazeh gedula bechuko v'hagvura v'haromumus. That is, when you mention in the name of Hashem, that's ascribing greatness to him. You're saying it's amazing, right? So that's why it is something that we should do. V'alzeh ne'emar uvishmo tishaveya. And that's exactly what the pasuk means by saying uvishmo, and in his name you shall swear. Rashi on the pasuk has a little different shot. Rashi says you have to read the whole pasuk together. Es Hashem Elokecha tira va'oso sa'avod uvo sidbak uvishmo tishaveya. Rashi says it's a chronology. Rashi says fear Hashem. V'tavolo, v'sidbogbo, ula achar sheyiu b'cha kol hamidos halalu, oz b'shmot hishaveya. If you are perfect, you have all these midos, you can be totally spiritual focused. So then, b'shmot hishaveya. Sounds like from Rashi that it's a level to reach maybe, but it is not something that is automatic. Anyway, continuing. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, this is a mitzvah saseh d'araisa. Ubebiyiro armu zachar nam lavracha, amra Torah hishava b'shmo, v'chulu, and he continues. Misharshi mitzvah, the Chinuch says, ki biyoteinu mekaimim divreinu b'shmo agadol, teschazek b'libeinu emuna bo. This will be a havashpa on us in terms of emuna. Vashkach aso aleinu v'yakol dvareinu v'zeh davar barer. If somebody has the opportunity even, says the Chinuch, the overall zeh, v'lo ratzel hishava b'shmo le'esat sarech, the opportunity comes up to make a shvua b'shem Hashem, and a person doesn't, bitel asei zeh l'das Rambam. According to the Rambam, and according to me, the Chinuch, I count this, bitel asei. But he notes that the Ramban argues, the Ramban in his Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvahs here says, this is not a mitzvah at all. It's a rishus, you're allowed to, but, and the Ravid also argues on the Rambam, no, it is a rishus, she'ein ashua b'shmo gam ba'eis hatzorach mitzvah zaseh klau ki'im rishus gemura she'im nirtza nishba v'im lo nirtza lishava la'olam ein b'kaklum. No problem. So machlokas Rambam Raivin, machlokas Rambam Ramban about swearing b'shem Hashem u'v'shmo tishaveya. The Rambam, by the way, must not only think it is a mitzvah, but it is a chashav mitzvah, because the Rambam, his order is not like the Chinuch, as we know. The Chinuch goes by Parshios. The Rambam has a different order in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has clusters of mitzvot. So what are the first mitzvahs the Rambam has? In the Aseis, believing in Hashem is Aleph. Number two is Yichud Hashem, that he is unique. Three is Avas Hashem. Four is Yiras Hashem. Five is Tfilah. Seven, without getting six, that's seven, is Uvishmot Hishaveya. So it's all the way up front with the defining mitzvos. So that's what happens here. The Achish fulfills that mitzvah, according to the Rambam. They're not mitzuveh, but Achish fulfills that mitzvah of swearing in the name of Hashem. Chai Hashem, he says to David, Ki yashar atah v'tov b'nai, and you're good in my eyes. Teischo bo'acha iti b'machane. Ki lo matzasi b'cha ra miyom bo'acha ilai ayam hazeh. I haven't found anything wrong with you. What can I do? In the eyes of the Saranim, in the eyes of my officers, Lotovata. So therefore, you have to leave. V'yata shuv v'lech b'shalom v'lotase rabbe nesare plishtim. Finally, leave. Interesting that he says lech b'shalom. Even before we get to that lashon, just make a more general point. Now, Barbanel notes that it is Yad Hashem that he was able to go back from the battlefield. Imagine if David had to keep fighting. What would he do? He would be in a terrible quandary. He's defending his own life by hiding with Achish, but he has to fight with Shaul. Says the Abarbanel, one of two major to'alios came out of the fact that David was asked to leave the battlefield. Says the Abarbanel, number one, the major one that is focused on in this parak, is that he doesn't have to go fight. And even if he would fake it, says the Abarbanel, and even if he wouldn't touch anybody, and he would just pretend to fight, but if he goes into battle on the side of the Plishtim, and Shaul and his sons are killed, do you think anybody would believe, yeah, David was faking? David also, maybe he was chshadir. David wanted the malchus ultimately, and even though he had the chance before to kill Shaul, he didn't. He was waiting for the right time. So there was a big chshash. People would be talking. Gamkein says the Abarbanel, b'mashalo haya b'hakos es Yisrael u'baharika Shaul u'banav. Even if he wouldn't fight, just being there, lo yimna mishayachshavu bnei Yisrael shehu va'anashav hayu hamakim bohem v'shehu haragish shalu banav lirash malchuso. They're going to talk about him. It's a bad state. V'sheb sheker nischaseid biyosu imo ba'ma'ara u'basada ashalaka charisov loratza laharganu chdai bizayin v'katzef. Kadosh Baruch Hu did this. Lo nitknu alilos. David's going to be off the battlefield. He's busy going to be killing Amalek, as we'll see Beth Shem in the next parak, and he won't be around. So number one is that he won't be here fighting against Shaul. Number two, as the Abarbanel mentioned, in the following parak, we will see that the Amalekim were ravaging David's whole family and all the people's families at the time. So he was able to go back early and realize and protect them and save them. So two reasons why it was a Yad Hashem for him to go back early. Now let's get to the exact words that Achish tells him. He says, Lech Bishalom. So, even if Achish knew that the idea of swearing in the name of Hashem, he did not know the Gemara at the end of Brachas. The Gemara at the end of Brachas says that you should not tell a live person, Lech Bishalom. As the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi, Haniftar Mechav Eiro. If somebody leaves their friend, Al Yomar Lo Lech Bishalom, Elo Lech Lishalom. A person should not say, go in Shalom, but go to Shalom, Lishalom. Why? Yisro tells Moshe, Lech Lishalom, Allah Vehitzliach. Yisro told Moshe, Moshe succeeded. David, Shamar lo l'avshalom, lech bishalom, halach v'nitzle. But David told l'avshalom, bishalom, halach v'nitzle. And all the Bali Musar say, why do you say this? A dead person already has achieved everything he's to achieve by himself. So that's why, bishalom, go in peace, what you've achieved already. But a live person should always be striving to do more and keep going to reach a goal in the future. Lishalom, like the Kutzker, Kedoshim T.U., always look in the future, be Kedoshim. You're not there yet. So that's why he says bishalom here, because he does not realize the difference. The Ben Yoyada there on that Gemara at the end of Brachas so asks, so if Bishalom is the Be'al Lashon, so why David say it to Avshalom? Right, fine, he says, Lech Lishalom, Yisro told Moshe. So why did David tell his own son, Lech Bishalom? Says the Ben Yoyada two fascinating ideas. Number one, he says that Bishalom is in the name Avshalom. Avshalom is Aleph Bishalom. By saying Lech Bishalom, David is saying that the secrets and the potential in your name should come out. That's what he's saying. He quotes this from the Arvei Nachal. Shemo v'David ha-melech alav ha-shalom niskaven l'tovaso lo'orer lo osios bishalom shebishmo sheyu morikin lo shefa. Your name should give you shefa. Akivan denafik ha-ilishna mipume de David malka. Paul ha-dibra ha-zeh l'daito shal ha-shalom k'fi mishmer alazan ha-zeh. He tried, but it didn't work. Inami nearly, or a second shot, he says, maybe David didn't say this. He was just talking, but Minash Shamayim, this was put into his mouth. Minash Shamayim, Samu Mipiv Shal David Al Hashalom, Habracha Balashan Zeh, Shehula Ras Avshalom Balkarcho, Vavi Kishkaga Hayotse Milafnei Ashalit, Shamar Kane, Shalobi Miskavain, Yan Shavshalom Ayroy Laklawash. This is what Avshalom deserved. So Hashem made it that this is what came out of David's mouth. Ach be'emes hu levavo lo kein. He was not thinking that though. Lefichach mes talik mishmo is aleph hamor al achdus va'ava. Right? Bishalom he said, because he's not ba'achdus with his father. So the aleph, which stands for achdus and ava, was removed. It's just bishalom. B'nishar bishmo osios bishalom. V'lechein David lefitumo amar lech bishalom. She'en lecha os aleph. V'hu lo hirgish bazeh. Elam en Hashemayim. He did this. Amazing. Ben Yehoyada, based on the Gemara Brachas about Bishalom and Lishalom. So that's what was said here by Achish. But David puts on the act. David continues back to the story. Vayomer David al Achish, Me'asisi, come on, I want to fight, it's not fair, I want to be your bodyguards. And Achish again says, sorry, I'm sorry, you can't come. The Malbim notes a slight difference in Lashon. The first time that Achish says to David, you can't come, he says, the Sarnei Plishtim say you can't come, that it's not good. David complains again, and says, I want to be with you, and then Achish says, the Sarnei Plishtim. What's the difference between the Sarnei and the Sarnei? Explains the Malbim, Kedarko Bakodesh, that every little different word in Tanakh is significant. Sarnei Plishtim, those are the ones that are on the battlefield. And Achish first thought that he could convince David, He knew they don't make David feel bad. So he thought that maybe he could tell David, you know what, they don't want you on the battlefield because you're a great warrior and you're going to take all the credit and you're going to get all the covet. They're jealous of you. So, you know, that's why, please go back. That's Bisarni Plishtim. But David knew there was another reason. David knew that they didn't want him being the Achish's bodyguard either. They didn't want him to get any covet. And they didn't trust. Achish was trying not to say that. They didn't trust him. But David knew that they didn't trust him. And that's why Achish, at the end, is forced to say, even the Sarei Plishtim. They don't trust you. It's not just an issue of jealousy and covet. And therefore, I'm sorry, but you can't go out to battle. Hashkem v'boker, he ends off the parak, wake up in the morning, and then v'or lachem v'alecho. And when it's daytime in the morning, go. Interesting, another Gemara, all out in this parak that Achish is referring to. The Gemara says, in Psachim daf beis, they should always travel in the morning. You should, during the daytime, you shouldn't travel at night. Night is more dangerous. So here he says, v'shkaptem v'boker v'or lachem. Boker or, like the brothers by Yosef. So also he knew that. Might be connected to the discussion in the Rishonim of whether night or darkness is itself a bria. That is a philosophical discussion in the Rambam, the Ramban, and others. Is darkness just the absence of light, or is darkness a bria bifnei atzma? Right, which is it? The Netziv says the Netziv is very emotional about this in the fifth pasuk in the Torah, v'lachosha kara laila. The Netziv says the pasuk says borei choshech. The pasuk in Yeshayo, and he says, "Shalom neima de choshech hu heder ha'or levad, kamo be'etzem hayom, kishesos mim chalonos nasa choshech." Because I like closing all the windows so it becomes dark. V'imkein eno bria, ela be'emes choshech hu bria b'fnei atzmo gamkein. It's a bria. V'to is gedol lalomar. It's a big mistake to say choshech is not only heder or. Hashem made shneim, just like he made the kochos hakedusha and the kochos hatuma. And in the footnotes here, he notes that he say that a lot of Rishonim are wrong. Toz Gedola. The Ramban, for example, the Ramban by the Makav Choshech, says that by the Makav Choshech, it was a creation, it was a Bria. Mashma, that normally Choshech is not such a Bria. Choshech is just, ki hayashliach Choshech lo afisas or hayom bilvad. That's what it was by Choshech. But normally Choshech is just that. Either way, this is an idea, maybe why being out at night is more dangerous. Maybe it's a bria, maybe it's not. Okay, either way, David goes home with his men, and the Plishtim are left to fight Shaul and Am Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. Two more prakim we have left to Sefer Shmuel Aleph.